And of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I also had this whole list of thank yous I was going to give you, and then Father handed me the bulletin before the ceremony, so he took a chunk of my sermon. But that's okay. He said I could make any special thank yous that I would like to, so I would just like to thank and congratulate our sacred ministers this evening, Reverend Mr. Anthony Alley and Reverend Mr. Thomas Netzel. I don't know how long it's been at Mount St. Michael's since all three clerics were under the age of 30, but very grateful for their assistance and very honored to have them offer this Mass with me. It is a joy to see that through all the craziness in the world, there are those young men still answering God's call, giving themselves to God. We just read in the Gospel the angels praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of goodwill." And it is the great hope of the church that our hearts be moved by these ceremonies, these beautiful ceremonies, and that by the grace of God we see the truth that sin cannot make us happy. It cannot give us peace. But Jesus Christ can. He said to his apostles, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, nor afraid." You know, there is something about the feast of Christmas, as opposed to all other feasts in the church year. Easter is glorious. It's the divinity proved beyond the shadow of a doubt, Christ rising through his own power. There's Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Ghost, empowering the apostles fearlessly to preach the word of God. All these great things, the transfiguration, all these big glorious feasts throughout the church year. And yet Christmas is so unique. It is so beautiful. It's so peaceful. It's so innocent. It's like holding a newborn baby. If you've ever held a newborn baby, and by newborn baby, I mean a baby that's someone who's, 6 hours old, it is an incredible thing to do. It's difficult to describe, but you cannot help but love this baby. They just take your heart. There's nothing you can't fight it. And hopefully, for those who have held a newborn baby, you know what I'm talking about. And hopefully, we feel the same about that little babe in the manger. We read a little further on in this gospel. The shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen. My dear faithful, at some point tonight we're going to have to leave the chapel. We're not going to stay here all night. And though we leave the chapel in body, let us keep our thoughts and our hearts in the stable, at the crib, and surely Christ will give us that peace that only he can give. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.